Welcome to Let's Talk with Pastor Sunday, a weekly program presented on Unique FM 100.7. Every Sunday, as you listen, may the Lord bless you.
Good morning, dear listeners. You are welcome once again to Unique FM. This is your program, Let's Talk. My name is Pastor Sunday. I'm your host this morning. Let's Talk is a time of refreshment. It's a time that we look at things and issues that affect our lives as individuals, as families, even as a nation. It's a time to look at how we get to where we are and how do we move from where we are to where God wants us to be. It's a time to look at things that affect us in God's own perspective. How does God see it? What does God say about it? And what is God's destiny for our lives? As you listen this morning, I pray that the Spirit of the Almighty God will grant you understanding, that you will not just hear, but you will understand that which is spoken, and that the power of God will translate that which you hear into victory in your life, that your life may move from where it is unto where it ought to be. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
This morning, I will be talking about the characteristics of love, that we may understand what type of love I'm talking about, to differentiate this love from other kinds of love that exist, or the understanding of the type of love that you had before now. The love that I'm talking about is the most significant nurturing force in a relationship. Are you in a relationship? If there is sex, it may cease to be. Because if your partner is not in a position to satisfy you sexually as he or she used to do, then what happens to the love that you had that was the building factor for that relationship? So if your relationship is based on a sex love, it will fade, it will fail. So the love I'm talking about is not that love that is built or based on sexual love, because the power of that love will fail. The love I'm talking about is more than dating. The love I'm talking about is the most significant nurturing force to build your relationship, either in marriage or in intention to get married. A relationship that is built on gifts will fail when those gifts cease to be. A relationship that is built on money will fail when the money ceases to flow. A relationship that is built on going out, buying food, eating out, and all that will also fail when those things cease to be. But there is a kind of love that is beyond these things. And this love is spiritual. It is the love that is internal. The natural mind cannot understand it because it is first of all spiritual. This love I'm talking about has the strength to dissolve all emotional wounds and differences. It builds barriers across religious differences. It builds barriers across ethnic differences. It builds barriers across class differences. It does not look at differences as a means for separation. This love I'm talking about is the only thing that lasts beyond space and time. This love is the cure or the antidote from depression. This love is the antidote or the cure for depression, low self-esteem, and rejection. The voice of love drowns the internal voice. That is what it does to cure depression, low self-esteem, and rejection. Because those things are as a result of words and voices that is loud in the individual. But the voice of love has the capacity to drown that internal voice that drives a man into depression, low self-esteem, or rejection. There was a woman, a very high person in the society of a place where I was living. She had depression, and it was recommended to her that she should see me. And then we had an arrangement. It was impossible for us to meet in my office, so she had to come to the house. The person brought her to my house. And when she came in, she found me in the kitchen. And she was surprised that, wow, this is a man in the kitchen. What type of a home is this? What type of a man is this? She said that was what was working through her mind while she sat waiting for me to come out from the kitchen. And she felt, maybe this is where God will help me. And to the glory of God, over the period that we were going through the counseling and the prayer, she got healed. The point I'm trying to bring out from here is she recognized a place where love thrives. And that opened her up to receive the love of God. Because it is only the love of God that has the power to change an individual, to change a person's situation, to change a person's life. She went back to her work. She was given back her position. Dear listener, let us go into the Bible and let me show you the characteristics of this love that I'm talking about. What does the Bible say? How is it written? And what is written? In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Bible starts this way. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, the other word for charity here is love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. So what we are talking about here is that this love, if you don't have it, you are nothing. Nothing in this life and nothing to God. The opening statement says, I am like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Now, so this love is not about a philanthropist. It's not about just desiring to give things out to people. All those things can be done without the real essence or the purpose why those things are done. It takes a love. Whatever is done without love is empty. It's emptiness. The fact that you have money and you give out to feed the poor does not mean that you love them. Some do it as a form of sacrifice to gain the blessings of those people because they have been instructed by their spiritualists to do such sacrifices for certain things to happen in their lives. So it does not mean that you love them. Some do it because naturally they just like to give. it does not mean that you love them. So what we are talking about here, it's something that is deeper than the superficial activities that we involve in. This love is deeper than activity. How can it be that I can give my body to be born for others and yet do not love them? One would have assumed that, oh, somebody who can lay down his life to be born for another person, love the person. No. You may be doing it to cover up. So there are several reasons why we see people do what they do. It does not mean that they love. Verse 4. It says, love suffers long. So this love we are talking about, it suffers long. That means it has the ability to endure. This love we are talking about is kind. It is not envious. It does not envy other people. This love is not proud. It does not speak about itself. It is not puffed up. This love does not behave itself in an unseemly way. That is, the fact that you are giving something out to somebody does not mean you should take advantage of that person. This love is not selfish. This love is not easily provoked. This love does not even have room to think of evil. It does not think ill. It does not think evil towards another person. Verse 6. This love does not rejoice in sin. It does not celebrate sin. Neither does it celebrate sinners. But it rejoices in the truth. This love bears all things. It has the capacity to bear all things. This love believes all things, hoped all things, endured all things. And the scripture says in verse 8, love never fails. But where there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So the love we are talking about here is a love that does not fail. It does not fail. It does not disappoint. It endures. It loves forever. As long as the person is alive, it is loving. And it's not a love that changes based on situation and environment. Environment does not affect it. What people say about you does not affect it. What people feel about you does not affect it. What they even think about you does not affect it. It is a love that is based on an internal conviction and persuasion. So the external factors neither motivates it nor destroys it. So if there are no external motivators, this love still remains. Even in the face of criticism, this love still remains. So we are talking about something that is deeper than the superficial. And you know, in life, we all have our ways and our perception. And in dealing with man, we deal with man through our own window. We open the window to look out. And whatever we see through that window is the way we deal with men. It's like a filter that we put it before us so that it's only through it that we see men. It's only through it we relate to men. If a man does not fit into my filter, then I cannot relate with him. Even if he fits in, there is a way I need to relate to him. And these are the problems we have with ethnicity and tribalism. Because our tribe teaches us certain things. There are certain things that are not written in our ethnic lineage or tribe about another tribe. They are not written, but they are passed down from generation to generation, which forbids relationship or mingling of one party to the other. Or that puts a limit into what you can do when you are relating with such a person. These are filters. These are windows that we open to look at others through and to relate at others through. And this does not just affect us in an ethnic setting, it is carried to the workplace. It is carried into marriages. In some tribes today, it's a taboo to marry a particular tribe, and anybody that does that will face the consequences. Now, who set these rules? These rules are contrary to the rule of God. It is because of the absence of the love of God in our hearts. That is why a man can kill. That is why a man can take the money that is meant to benefit a society, embezzle it, and use it to develop his own family, and others are dying and starving. You cannot say you love because you steal money to take care of your family. Then you say you love your family. How about the people that the money is meant for? It is because of the absence of this love of God in our lives. That is why people can kill. That is why people can take up religion as a garment to carry out evil deeds. Beloved, listening to me this morning, if God is going to judge you, he's going to judge you based primarily on your love relationship. Because the first law and the greatest law says you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with all your soul. And the second one is also like it, and that says, love your neighbor as yourself. So if God is going to judge you today, he's going to judge you first and foremost on your love relationship with him as God. But that love relationship with him as God can be measured by your love relationship with your fellow being. How do you fare in this life? In relating with other men, in relating with other people who are not your tribe, your tribesmen, who are not members of your family. Even in your family, how do you relate with other members of your family? Do you care? Do you love them? Do you care about the sufferings of people? My prayer for you this morning is that God will fill your heart with his love. Is that you will come to understand what is the love of God. And I believe as we continue in this series, God will give you a deeper understanding. In the name of Jesus, thank you for taking time to listen. God bless you. Until next week, stay tuned.
Thank you for taking time to listen to Let's Talk this morning. This is Let's Talk, Unique FM 100.7. You can join me next Sunday. By God's grace, I'll be here again by this time. And if before then you have any reason to ask any question, to send forth a prayer request, whatever it may be, you can reach me on this number, 7511872. God bless you. See you next Sunday. Amen.